This was life in Mariupol just 2 months ago. Children playing on the beach, families strolling by. But after 2 months of war, life is anything but normal here. Ukrainians say Mariupol is hell on earth. Their last remaining forces are holding out at one of Europe's largest metal factories. For days, they have ignored Russia's demands to surrender.
This is our appeal to the world. This could be our last appeal of our lives. We are maybe facing our last days, if not hours. The enemy is outnumbering us 10 to 1. They have advantage in the air, in artillery, in their forces on land, in equipment, and in tanks. We are only defending one object, the Azovstal plant, where in addition to military personnel, there are also civilians who have fallen victim to this war. We appeal and plead to all world leaders to help us.
European Council President Charles Michel is the latest EU leader to offer support. In a show of solidarity, Michel met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv and pledged to continue providing military aid.
Today, we have decided 1.5 billion euros in military equipment, and day after day, in close consultation with you, we are trying to convince member states to add bilateral support in order to make sure that what we provide is what you need, and we discuss very precisely what are the needs and how we are able to make sure that we can provide with the EU's member states and other partners the means that are needed in order to fight and in order to win this war.
Ukraine's president says giving up their city is not an option.
In order to unblock Mariupol, there are two ways. Serious heavy weapons that we are counting on. So far, we don't have enough of these weapons. The second way is diplomatic. So far, Russia does not agree to this.
The time is running out not only for Ukrainian troops, but also civilians. This video was shared by Ukraine's Azov battalion inside the Azovstal factory. Hundreds of people seen cramped underground somewhere in a sprawling compound.
My youngest child cries at everything. He twitches in his sleep. He and the oldest are starting to get depression. They miss a peaceful life. It's been really frightening lately. Frightening even to go out of the bunker to use the toilet.
And they have one desperate plea for the world.
We lost our home, we lost our livelihood. We want to live a normal, peaceful life. We want to get out of here. There are lots of children in here. They're hungry. Get us out of here, we beg you. We have already cried out all the tears we have. We can't cry anymore. We are just sat here.
On Wednesday, Mariupol city officials said they have reached an agreement with Russia to rescue 6,000 civilians on buses. But because of the constant shelling, only a few managed to get out. Tens of thousands of civilians are still trapped in a city that Russia is determined to capture. And the Ukrainians say they are fully committed to defend. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Lviv.